Little Pixel's tiny piece of consciousness was seated in a human being on planet Earth. This time it was a girl named Mona. Mona was born under the quiet skies of a small European town. Her early years were a kaleidoscope of wonder and warmth. Mona's days unfolded like pages of an enchanted book, filled with a million questions that danced around her like fireflies, illuminating the mysteries of her young world. Her father, a man with the heart of a child, was her anchor in this vast ocean of curiosity. He never turned away from her relentless inquiries, meeting each one with answers spun from both wisdom and whimsy. To Mona, he was not just a parent, but a magician who transformed ordinary moments into magical adventures. Together, they traveled the contours of their country, swam in the sea where pearls whispered secrets, climbed mountains where clouds gathered like dreamers, and sang songs that echoed across the valleys. But as prophecy demanded, one day, at the tender age of 8, Mona's perfect story took a sudden, cruel twist. The harmony of her world shattered in a single moment, the death of her grandfather. He was her father's father, and his passing cloaked their household in a heavy silence. Her father, usually so vibrant and present, was lost in a fog of grief, leaving Mona to wrestle with a new and searing question. Where did he go? It was her mother who delivered the news. Aloof and otherworldly, like a queen of fairies who had wandered into the wrong realm, she knelt before Mona with a rare solemnity. Just as Mona opened her mouth to voice her burning question, her mother's hand rose, as if to silence both the child and the cosmos itself. "Don't ask where he's gone," her mother said, her voice sharp and final. "Nobody knows." In that moment, the dragons that lived in Mona's imagination stirred. Their luminous forms, painted in the vibrant hues of her mind, unfurled like a storybook coming to life. They showed her a vision, Mona, grown and strong, wandering the earth in search of someone who held the answer. And the dragons whispered, their voices like a song carried on the wind, "If you don't find anyone who knows, then you will be the first to discover it." A fire ignited within her, a comet blazing from the depths of her heart and shooting into the stars. "Yes," she yelled inside her mind, her voice a vow, echoing to the edges of the universe. And the next day, her world collapsed. Her father, drowning in sorrow, couldn't shield her from the storm that followed. Her grandmother, steeled by bitterness, forced their family out of their home. Homelessness pushed them to another city, a place where the air felt heavy with despair. Pretty soon their once solid family began to fracture, with bitter winds of dispute gusting between her parents. Her mother, consumed by storm and shadow, lamented incessantly, whispering to herself as if casting a curse, "I'm going to get ill, I'm going to get ill," until those whispers bore nightmarish fruit and illness did indeed stake its claim. Her mother was diagnosed with cancer, and her father, broken by blame and guilt, finally abandoned them. Mona's life became a waking nightmare, a twisted landscape where joy was a distant memory. Death surrounded her, its presence a ceaseless whisper in her ears. Yet amidst this unrelenting darkness, one thought took root and refused to wither. Where do we go when we die? It wasn't just curiosity anymore. Mona wanted to die. But she couldn't leave this life, not yet, not until she knew what lay beyond. And most pressing of all, she needed to know who had crafted this world filled with such sorrow and inexplicable cruelty. On the battleground of her imagination, there was nothing left but questions. Why had her life unraveled this way? What sort of god had dreamed up such a reality? Surely there was an explanation, some grand or simple hidden truth, that could make sense of her suffering. Her longing to confront these unseen creators became her only purpose. And so, the fire that had been lit when she was just a child roared back to life, and soon after her mother's agonized passing, Mona, now a young woman, embarked on a quest. She sought the answer to the single, unrelenting question that had shaped her existence. Her journey stretched across many years through books and teachings, across paths where she met sages and dreamers, skeptics and believers. All the while, she lived as if wearing a mask, pretending to be one of them, an ordinary human navigating a world of rules and expectations. But in her heart, she carried the blazing truth. She was not here to conform, she was here to know. To find the creators, to uncover the purpose, to make sense of the chaos, this was Mona's destiny. And until she had her answer, there would be no rest, no surrender. For Mona, the girl carrying the soul of Little Pixel, the world was no longer a place to live. It was a question to be answered.